This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. In this part of the program, we'll continue our conversations with people whose decisions will affect the future of New Orleans.
We don't know what they're going to do yet. Nobody tells you nothing.
Leaving my home. This is home. Only way I won't be here is I'm forced out of here.
This city is up against some very difficult issues, and hard decisions are going to have to be made.
Those are some of the voices we've heard in recent weeks. This morning, we'll hear from a group that says residents should have a right to return to the city. We'll start with New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin. He was once cheered, then criticized. Now he's closely watched for clues about where the city is going.
82 days after the storm, Mayor Nagin knows many people still can't return. People with jobs can't find homes. People with homes lost their jobs. And people with both may not have schools for their children.
Well, you know, the chicken and the egg syndrome is going to continue for a little while, but I can tell you this. We have temporary trailer sites that are set up throughout the city, and we're working with FEMA, and we have apartment complexes coming online all the time. So the housing issue is one that continues to be a challenge, but continues to be one that's improving.
Do you think you're being successful in communicating messages like that, given that when we talk to people, people will often say, I don't have enough information. I don't know what's going on.
I think the communication challenges of this, are awesome. I mean, how do you communicate to residents spread out over 44 different states? We're trying everything we can, but every day there's another question that comes up, and most of the issues are very individualized.
Mayor Nagin, we've been talking to New Orleans residents, and we asked them if they had questions to ask you. It won't surprise you that they did. One of them is Dr. Kevin Jordan. He leads the emergency department at Touro Infirmary Hospital in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. We're all waiting to find out what's going to happen with the levee system. It is a huge concern of everyone with whom I speak at the lunch table between seeing patients. The levee system and getting this levee system to a Category 5 protection level is the decision point for folks repopulating this city. What's the plan? What are we doing about it? Where is our government in order to do it?
Mayor Nagin?
Well, you know, the whole levee system, I think that jumpstarts, a serious acceleration of everything we're trying to do as far as rebuilding New Orleans. And here's what I know. Congress has appropriated $475 million to the Corps of Engineers through FEMA to build up to Category 3 plus standards with fortified levees. They also have appropriated $4.6 million this year and another $8 million scheduled for next year to do the studies to get us to a Category 5 standard. There is no science right now for Category 5, so we need to get the best minds to figure out exactly how to do that.
Well, given that could take many years, what does that do for residents now deciding whether they want to risk their money and their lives rebuilding?
I think they ought to understand that the Category 3 plus standard that the Corps is working on right now and have plans for, it's going to be safety that we need to live, with the water threat that comes every now and then.
By when? The next hurricane season?
It's my understanding the Corps is planning to have the Category 3 plus standard completed by next June.
Here's another question that we heard when we spoke to a resident of one of the most devastated areas of your city, Mayor Nagin.
My name is Ronald W. Lewis, and my residence is at Tupelo Street in the Lower Ninth Ward. And my question is to the mayor, when he's going to come into the Lower Ninth Ward to create visibility in the most devastated community and staying on that same cell and say, I'm going to fight for you. I'm going to help protect the Lower Ninth Ward.
There's a resident who maybe feels a little abandoned, Mayor Nagin.
Yeah, I know. There's lots of frustration in that particular area, Lower Ninth Ward and around the 17th Street Canal and in New Orleans East. The thing I would tell that gentleman is that I've been down in the Lower Ninth Ward on a number of occasions. I've publicly stated that we will be rebuilding that area. So we're working on it. Starting on December 1st, for the most part, anyone can go down to the Lower Ninth Ward, regardless of where the area is, and view it and get their personal effects down there.
We spoke recently to an elected official in Louisiana who said, I don't think that a white mayor could do the things that need to be done. And the implication seemed to be that a lot of African Americans are likely to be hurt or be disappointed in the end result as New Orleans is rebuilt. Do you think there's any truth to that?
that a white mayor could not do some of the things that need to be done?
Or perhaps more to the point, that a lot of African Americans will never return to New Orleans or will not be happy with the end result?
Well, you know, that's a great debate. But when I look at the demographics of the areas that we're opening up initially and long term, I do not see a scenario where the demographics do one major shift where it shifts from being a majority black city to majority white city. The trick right now is, how do we make sure that when people come back, they have opportunities?
The impression of our correspondents, some of them, when they walk around New Orleans, and it is only an impression, is that a lot more white people have come back than black people.
Well, I think that's probably, you know, because New Orleans had such a concentration of African Americans in the city. You know, I'm starting to see more African Americans come back to the city every day, so that blend and balance is getting back to normal levels, and I expect that to continue.
New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you so much.